2020-4761, SD 2021-32 for Horizon Auto Glass at 8310 San Pedro Drive Northeast. And Cartesian Surveys is the agent. So let's see, Mr. Mulhall, will you be presenting this case?
Good morning, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. Yes, and some of my colleagues are with us as well. I know Ms. Hartshorn spoke up a little bit earlier, wanted to speak.
Oh, okay, she's one of your colleagues. Okay, great. Let's start with you, Mr. Mulhall. Please introduce yourself, your agency, your address, and I'll swear you in.
My name is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address is PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87172, 87170.
Okay. Mr. Mulhall, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. And Ms. Hartshorn, if you want to unmute yourself and give us your name, address, and affiliation to the project.
Ashley Hartshorn, 1556 Escondida Court, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87507. And I am one of the architects for the project.
Okay. Ms. Hartshorn, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Whoever wants to lead out in introducing the preliminary plat.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. So for this preliminary plat, we are dedicating right-of-way to the city of Albuquerque, as shown here on, in order to accommodate the widening along San Pedro Drive Northeast, and that creates a result in Lot 1A. And so we await comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on this case? This is on 8310 San Pedro. Okay, I don't see anyone speaking up or raising their hand, so let's move to board comments. Water Authority.
Hello, Ryan, Chris Bannon with the Water Authority. There's no objection to this preliminary plat. And maybe I missed it, but did you say a site plan would come through DRB? Would you know?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I'll defer to one of my colleagues. I'm not entirely certain on that.
Ms. Gould? Ms. Hartshorn, what is the size of the building?
Let me check.
Ms. Gould, are you there?
I am here. I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Mr. Cadena is wondering if this site plan would go through DRB. I'm trying to figure out what information we need to know to determine that.
Right. So I'm guessing that because we are going to address all of the infrastructure now, and I doubt that this building is going to be over 50,000 square feet. We will not, we won't see it, but if Ms. Hartshorn can confirm the square footage, that would be helpful because.
The total building square footage is 7,961 square feet.
Okay, so this is Maggie Gould. So unless, again, it's my understanding that the major infrastructure will be tied to their platting action so that their site plan would just be an administrative site plan. And unless there's something that comes up later that would, you know, that would require that major infrastructure, but I'll defer to transportation on that, but I don't think we would be seeing this site plan at DRB.
Okay, Mr. Thank you very much.
Chris Cadena with Water Authority. Thank you very much. That availability statement 201211 has been issued, but if there's any changes to the site plan or updates in fire requirements, please let us know so we can provide any revisions necessary. And that's all we have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this request and has no objections.
Parks and Recreation. Carlson Northfelt, Parks and Recreation, no objection. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of platting action or infrastructure list. DMD is currently working on widening San Pedro, which includes some storm sewer improvements around this site. The engineer is currently revising their analysis of the area and should have something within a few months. I didn't personally review this. One of my engineers did, and they are recommending that this be deferred for 6 months to allow DMD to finish their calculations to determine what how this it may affect this site.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, please.
This is Will Plotner with Cartesian Surveys. Would you like to start?
I'm sorry. Yes, I do. Is this Will?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself and your address.
Will Plotner with Cartesian Surveys, P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho 87174.
Mr. Plotner, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
The owner is aware that those improvements are coming in, and during discussions with the city, what they plan to do is put financial guarantees in place so that they can get on with the plat and building permit. And then once the city comes through, puts those improvements in place, then they'll be obligated to pay that for their portion of that infrastructure that's coming through, and then thereby release the financial guarantee.
Mr. Armijo?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay, and I mean, that's all well and good, but unfortunately with part of the problem is that I guess in the preliminary plans that DMD has, they were at one point looking at possibly locating a pond near the entrance of this. So until the grading and drainage can be sorted out, we can't approve the grading and drainage plan. And so we couldn't sign off on this plat. I mean, it's like, my engineer has spoken with DMD and is trying to get them to move along. But until these issues are straightened out, I would not be able to approve the plat.
Ashley, do you have anything to add to that? I know you're the one that's had the conversations with the city regarding this project.
And that was Mr. Plotner speaking. Yes. Please remember to introduce yourself as you start speaking.
Thank you.
This is Ashley Hartshorn. We have been working with our civil engineer and the city engineer on this. And I believe our civil engineer was just talking with the city engineer last week about some potential proposed ponding. And based on that conversation, it actually appeared that the pond is within the south end of our property. And it seemed like based on those conversations that we could still do the infrastructure list to pay a fee to do that later. And it is not until now that we've heard that there would be a recommendation to defer, which seems a little crazy to me because we've been talking about this project for months and we're in for building permit and construction prices keep going up. And this does not seem fair to the owner that they have to continue waiting because the city is working on their items.
Will Plotner with Cartesian Surveys. Ashley, do you know who the civil is working with at the city as far as the engineering goes on this?
Our civil engineer is Verlin Miller, and he's been working with Renee, I believe, at the city.
Okay.
Will, this is Verlin Miller. I just unmuted myself and I can...
Mr. Miller? Okay, great. Go ahead and introduce yourself and then I'll swear you in.
Sure. Verlin Miller, Miller Engineering Consultants, 3500 Comanche Boulevard Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Mr. Miller, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead with your comments.
I just wanted to point out that I've been working with Renee in hydrology over the last several weeks regarding this issue. I am surprised by the recommendation to defer 6 months. We've had conversations that I felt like we could maybe work through some of these drainage issues as an interim measure until the city figures out what their storm drain system is going to look like. In San Pedro, I feel like we can work with hydrology to work through these issues and provide a plan that is acceptable to hydrology, given that opportunity.
Ms. Termijo?
Ms. Termijo, hydrology. The recommendation for 6 months came from Renee. I personally have not reviewed this project. She's the one who reviewed this and prepared the comments. If you believe that you can get Renee settled on this earlier, I mean, again, it's just a recommendation. You can defer to a shorter period of time, but I'm going by what my engineer told me, that this process may take quite a while. So,
okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and keep moving forward. Transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Before I give my comments, I just wanted to point out that I've been coordinating with Veronica Herrera, John McKenzie, and Bridget Garrett of DMD. And so in my conversations with them, they have reviewed the infrastructure list that you sent in as part of the latest submittal, and they don't have any comments. That's based on the San Pedro widening and the addition of sidewalk in Anaheim and San Pedro. The only comment that all of us have collectively is to include these as part of a Procedure C agreement and add that note to the infrastructure list.
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. We will work to add that to the infrastructure list as well as dates. Thank you.
And this is Jean Wiffenberger with Transportation. I'm sorry, I did want to note that the traffic circulation layout plan is being reviewed separately. Just as a note, the plats needs to be approved prior to that plan being approved, and that plan shall also be coordinated with the upcoming San Pedro improvements.
It's Ryan with Cartesian, be acknowledged.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So we had no objection to the plat. The signposting agreement needs to be up for an additional 15 days. So please leave that up until April 1st to allow for the appeal period. And then we'll defer to transportation on the infrastructure items. And then the infrastructure list will need to be signed and dated prior to distribution to DRB members for their e-signatures.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. We acknowledge and we'll leave that sign up and take care of the signatures and date on the infrastructure.
Thank you. Yeah.
So Ms. Gould, it doesn't look like they're gonna be getting through today with the hydrology comments. So what guidance do we have now from the updated IDO about leaving signs up, especially when cases are deferred?
So this is Maggie Gould.
Do they just leave them up as long as they last?
So the IDO says to leave it up for an additional 15 days to allow for the appeal period. And the language isn't super clear, but I believe the intent is to leave it up for 15 days after the approval to allow for people to be aware of the project and to be able to appeal within that 15-day period if they would like. So my guidance to the applicant would be to simply leave the sign in place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. And I just wanted to note, it looked like in your comments, you got comments from NMDOT and MAFCA, and then the APS comments didn't appear applicable to your project. I just wanted to note that for the record. Okay. So Mr. Mulhall and Ms. Hartshorn, you've heard some of the comments from hydrology. I'm going to let you go ahead and pick a deferral date that you think you might be able to make some progress with hydrology on. And, you know, maybe your engineer wants to be involved in identifying that date.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I'll defer to Verlin on that.
Okay.
Yeah, Verlin Miller here. I would say maybe a 30-day would be adequate. 6 months just seems excessive. I feel like a 30-day deferment would be enough time to maybe hash this out with hydrology.
Okay, so I've got April 14th and April 21st.
Verlin Miller again, how about the latter, 21st?
April 21st, okay. Is there a motion to defer item 4 to April 21st?
The Water Authority make a motion to defer item number 4 to April 21st.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, second.
Okay, please vote.
Ms. Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 4, PR 2020-4761, SD 2021-32 preliminary plat to April 21st. And Mr. Miller and company, if we're approaching the 21st and you see that we're still not where we need to be on finalizing the grading and drainage report, would you please communicate with us and we can defer that again if needed?
This is Ryan with Cartesian, and yes, we'll be sure to accommodate the scheduling as we get a better handle on this.
Okay, thank you. And hopefully something can be worked out because I know you have been working on this project for a while.